Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
All right, boys. What do you say to kick this off? We'll do a little warm-up. I'm going to say a word. Gavin, you're going to say another word. Skylar, you're going to say a next word. And then we're just going to keep going in that fashion until we have a cohesive sentence or something. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, what's the sentence?
We're going to make the sentence as we go. Okay.
Okay.
Grass.
Ass.
Smokable.
We've already gone off the rails. But that's...
Yeah, man. I fucked it up.
Grass. Ass.
Smoking.
It's all right.
Hey, man. Last time on the 420 special.
Here we go, guys. We're going right now. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Who taught you how to drive?
Dr. Wild!
This time on the 420 special. The three High Elves, Kai, Sean, and Marikoth, are cruising down Route 69 in Warden Greg's pain train. Down the mountain, hazardous terrain, hit and run a Yeti, question mark?
Hey, Kai, did you hear something?
No!
I think we might have hit
it. I didn't do it!
What is that on the road?
Oh, shit, those are in danger, dude.
Oh, my God, it sounds like it's dying.
I'm dying! Should we back up?
Yeah, we gotta back up. Finish the job.
No, bro, we gotta get him in the car or something. This is too much, man.
I am dying still. Don't kill me. Oh, I help you progress in the plot, I swear. Oh!
All right, grab him. We gotta get him. Get him in the trunk.
Oh, I'm bleeding out. Oh, get me out of here. I am bleeding.
All right, Kai, floor it. We got to get this thing to the hospital.
You got it!
Oh, hello. Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Can I get 2 number 9s, a number 9 large, number 6 with extra dip, number 7, 2 number 45s, 1 with cheese, and a large soda?
Damn, Kai, you going to eat all that?
Yeah.
All right, all of that. What else do you need?
Yeah, I'll take a number 420.
I'll take one as well.
And a number 69 combo meal with a large fry and no pickles. I swear to fucking goblin Jesus, if there is an iota of pickle in any of this fucking food, I will come in there, I will strangle you through the microphone. Do you understand me?
Extra pickles, understood.
Ah, goddammit.
Bro, you need to chill out a little bit. Are you okay?
Hey, man, you need some of this,
You're right, yeah. I've been on edge ever since we escaped from prison like 10 minutes and or 1 year ago. Let me take a hit of this. What strain is this, Kai?
This will kill you.
And lo, Sean was dead.
OG.
We did a fake out last year.
So, all right, while we're in line waiting for the fucking food, there's some sirens that click on in the back. And one of the EVIL police elves approaches the side of yonder vehicle.
What seems to be the problem, officer?
License and registration, please.
I'm in the trunk.
I think we have that in the glove box, right? Let me get another hit of this while he's...
You want to roll for initiative?
Nah, it's cool. I got a medical card, I swear.
Officer, he has really bad cataracts.
Let's see about it. Let's roll that die.
Oh, god damn it. Enter combat.
I can't find my D20.
We're going to roll a die.net, and we're going to do 6-sided die. I got a 4.
Plus 6, he has a gun.
That's true, he has a gun. Hey, officer, you got the quick draw perk on that thing.
Fucking, okay, now I gotta flip a coin for it. Tails. No, he does not have the quick draw perk. He says, oh, what?
I got the perk 30.
He's got hella modifiers, man.
Oh, hell yeah. What'd you roll, Sky?
17.
On a 6-sided die? Goddamn.
Yeah, he got fucking, like, gas, grassed, and possibly smoked.
Hell yeah. I think the officer just died.
Sayonara, sucker! Dr. Last!
Can I hit the gas?
And then his partner comes out of the car, and he's like, on this fucking, all scry ball. Being like, officer down! We need backup! Quick, send in the tank!
We gotta get her food, dude! I'm fucking hungry, man!
We gotta get her food, dude!
Marikov, distract the cops. We gotta get the food. So what are you doing for the distraction? Anyway, we got our food already. Let's get out of here, Kai. Punch it!
We're like, driving a car, going really fast down the road. We're hanging left, going right, doing a smoke screen out the back, kind of panicking a little bit, and there's a bridge ahead of us.
They're on us! They're on our tail! Oh, God! I can't go back to prison, Kai!
You gotta go left! There's a blockade, man!
Dude, I'm so fucking high right now. We gotta go.
I got this, boys! I hit the brake, and I go, bang! Guys, I'm driving. I've never driven before. I've never driven before.
I'm taking the wheel, dude. Just move a little bit.
I'm taking the pedals.
Turn off the engine. We got you surrounded. We're going to open fire.
Is that God? Is that God?
It ain't one of ours, man.
Ain't our God. There's a bridge. It's a drawbridge opening currently. If we can get over it, we'll be home free.
Wait. The bridge can draw?
Wait, it's going up! Just like us!
We gotta get higher, boys!
You're telling me this bridge can draw?
Kai, I need you to blow a huge bomb rip into the engine to make us go really fast.
I'm Sean, dude, but you got it, boss! And then it's like Mad Max style, I jump on the hood, and I just fucking rip bong. Like, we have a bong with us, somehow. I was keeping it in my back pocket this whole time.
Strap in, boys, because I'm doing this for America.
Yo, Kai, you sound a lot different from earlier.
We have just the engine revving. We're going over the bridge. Maybe we smash into the helicopter. I don't know.
Holy shit.
We come down the other side. And we're trying to make it to the palace so we can legalize weed.
Hold on, who's that? Who's that on the street corner? She's holding a sign saying gas, grass, and ass.
The name of the episode?
I say we pick her up, boys. What do you think?
Fucking.
All right, pull over.
Oh, hey there, boys. It's me, Big Inge.
Do you know how to do CPR to Yeti?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I got my MD last week from the back of a cereal box.
We have a Yeti currently bleeding to death.
Oh, let me see that poor fella.
Oh, I'm still dying. Ah, there's so much blood lost.
Oh! Don't worry, I'll patch this guy up real quick.
Yeah.
Big Inge strikes again.
Big Inge.
Oh, is that a number 6 with extra dip you got there? Let me take a bite of that.
Oh man, we only got the one. All right, so we make it to the castle and
it's just cut to we're at the palace.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's why we're at the palace. Here, where the seat of law is. Yeah, this is the palace, I think. Oh.
You're right. The ends justify the means. And the means, we means to get Dank Moss legalized. Ain't that right, boys? We're already here, huh?
Well, we cut a lot of time off our journey with the, the flying.
We were flying?
But yeah, through the air.
We got here really quick.
Yeah. That was crazy. Anyways. Alright, so now we are, stepping out of the vehicle, kind of like crunching through some broken glass. And then we have the clinking and clattering of armed guards as they storm into the foyer here with us.
What's a foyer?
It's like a room that's like before the other rooms.
Oh, like a vestibule.
The fuck is a vestibule?
It's the thing you eat with a burger. It's kind of like a pickle, but like more generalized. Pickles, onions, tomatoes, all vegetables.
Anyway, I guess
apples.
Oh my god, look who it is.
It's me. The gay frog from last episode. And I've got a very special team up that I've got here that I alluded to last time. Isn't that right, Red Cloak Commander?
Yes. That's me, the evil Red Cloak Commander. Here to finally put an end to you fucking elves and your weird S-shaped symbols and drug use.
And my name's Ted.
And we brought our special weapon. Ted.
Oh, dear God.
He's gonna make you dead.
They brought Ted. Oh, fuck, guys. What are we gonna do?
Who is Ted?
Let's roll for initiative.
Hell yeah, boys. I got a 2.
16.
I got tails on my coin.
All right, boys. Now it's time for my super tongue punch attack.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tongue punch your fart box.
Kai, watch out.
Kai, look out! There's some, like, fire-slinging sound effects as well from the commander. What's Ted doing? What's his, like, ability?
It's just Ted, dude. He just has his name.
Ted rolled a 3.
I'm Ted.
Yeah, hi, I'm Ted.
Ah! 3 damage! Ah! Ooh, ah, that hurts! Ah!
Guys, what are we gonna do? They're immune to our smoke attacks!
Alright, looks like it's time for my secret weapon. I'm gonna roll this die. I rolled a 4. What does that get me?
Oh, guys. I got some sweet edibles.
Oh, shit. Maybe we could trick the frog into eating that.
Hey, frog lips. Why don't you tongue punch this, you frog bitch?
Oh, thank you for presenting that right for me.
You foolish frog. You fall for his edible trick!
And he punches the frog in the gut and makes him puke.
Your tricks won't work on us, boys. I've got you dead to rights. I've been studying you, following you on Instagram for years. I know every one of your tricks, and you're gonna die today.
My name's Ted.
Hell yeah, Ted.
It's me, the Yeti. I forgot what voice I was doing earlier. Hello!
Perfect.
I am back! Big Ann saved my life! Boys, I'll hold them off! You gotta stop that dank moss hearing before it's too late! Now come here, you gay frog! It's time! I'm gonna give you a wallop! I'm not afraid anymore! Do you hear me? I have seen beyond the veil! And I shall not...
Yeti rolled a 1. He dies instantly.
We gotta go!
Oh, guys, run!
Get out of here!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And so we crash into the Emperor's chamber where all his counselors are sitting in like a fucking really ominous table, which is like a triangle that kind of looks like an Illuminati eye. I'm just saying, there's like this light in the center. It's from the moon. It's real spooky. I think it smells like death too. And everyone's wearing hoods and you can't see their faces.
It's me, the Emperor, the evil Emperor, Emperor Mal. Malice guy. That's me. Yes.
Not so fast, evil Emperor Malice guy. We're your worst nightmare, the St. Patrick's crew, and we're here to put a stop to your dastardly schemes. Ain't that right, boys?
Yeah, we're the St. Patrick's crew, and we're here for you.
Yeah, you're gonna learn that weed's actually really good.
Yes. All right, you've made it into my inner sanctum. I will hear you out before I have you killed for interloping. Speak your case.
How about some of this fat kush here?
That fat kush, that dank moss, is the most magical substance ever to be substancized, right?
That's incorrect. It's actually orphan souls.
Dude, this guy's super evil.
Yes.
Who elected this guy fucking 3,000 years ago? Goddamn, shit-ass fuck.
It was a false election. I rigged it. But it's chill. Everyone who was there is dead now. Because it's been 3,000 years. Except for me, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
I've been mysteriously kept alive. I wonder what that's all about. Probably evil.
I mean, that glowing crown on your head says otherwise.
You know, you could kind of see the souls of all the dead citizens of this realm. Whenever someone dies in this realm, you can see their little face up in the top jewel for like a second. It's pretty cool. Here, look at it.
Hey, guys, it's me, Dr. Lesk. You gotta stop him.
Dr. Lesk!
Speak your case about this dank moss, for I am interested. In fact, we were talking about possible legalization of dank moss.
Shit, dog, that's all you had to say.
How about this fucking case, nerd? And I shoot him with a gun.
I'm like 3,000 years old, dude. Bullets ain't gonna kill me.
He is immortal. Listen, dude. Listen, Emperor Evil Man, we've got just a strain for you. This strain of dank moss is called Orphan Souls.
Did you just make that to impress me? Because I like people who make things to impress me.
Why, yes, we did. I cultivated it myself.
Yeah, it's a great strain. It's really, like, chill.
Do you water the fields with blood when you grow it?
Well, somebody bled out like that Yeti from earlier.
Counselor, write that down. It's a good idea. Now, what does this strain of orphan soul Kush OG do to the mind of a developing elf? Does it keep him in a state of sedation? Does it keep his mind malleable for longer than it should?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You get some Mondo Stone, you have a good time, you chill, you eat some eat some Taco Bell, you eat some McDonald's, you have some Mac Lobster and some Filet Mignon. Yeah, all that good shit.
Yes, good. Whatever keeps them consumed.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Now, can this strain of Orphan Soul OG be used to perhaps start a war? I like war.
There's certain circles that would kill each other mercilessly just for a taste of this divine smoke. Wait a minute.
And we could pit communities against each other. Yes, the Boglands to the north. We could say that they're trying to undercut our local dealers and growers. And we could start a war and an invasion. Yes. Good job, boys. I really like where your heads are at. We're going to legalize dank moss, in a way.
Okay, yeah.
In a way.
I mean, that was the whole point of this 3-year-long adventure, I guess. Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were on our side on this. We could have fucking skipped this whole thing. We were in prison for a year.
Well, you know, you...
For doing this thing that you want to legalize anyway. What the fuck was the point of that?
Oh, no, it's to get more people killed. Because, again, the crown. Every time someone dies, I get their soul. So it's like, you know, it's got to be a war.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I get it now. So you're legalizing dank moss for evil.
Yes.
Oh, Don Santo.
Yes, my lord.
You will be in control of creating more strains and farming the dank moss. It'll be your company alone. And we'll continue to crack down on all the locals making the dank moss. And make sure your strain is evil.
Of course, sire. I love evil.
Wow. Guys, I'm starting to think this plan has backfired severely.
I guess we'll find out next year.
Yeah, find out next year.
Papa Miracott! What was it like when dank moss was illegal?
Man, back in the day, it used to be so much fucking cooler, dude. Like,
It used to be about the music, man. It used to be about the fucking journey of it, dude. And now you just go to the fucking, like, Walgreens store and you pick up a quarter ounce of this fucking Braun Santo fucking slurry, dude. This is the worst. It used to be real. It used to be about how it was grown, about the journey of it.
Let me tell you something about the old days, huh? The old days me and my boys used to go out. It was a thrill. You know, get the weed. It was something so simple, something so easy, right? But everyone wanted us. It wasn't about the dank moss. It was about the implication. It was about the threat of violence, the danger in smoking it. It itself wasn't dangerous. It was the life we got smoking it. And then it gets legalized, and now everyone's smoking it on the porch steps, the walking around. There's flying cars. What was it all for? For a better life? But it wasn't interesting. It wasn't interesting.
They started this rat race, man. They started this arms race when it comes to the dank moss. You know, back in the day, it used to be like 4%. Like a 4% dope chemical, right? Maybe a 6% if it's like a really good one. But now you go to the store and you just get yourself a 70%, 72%. For a bottom shelf? Are you kidding me, man? You're gonna go insane. You're gonna lose your fucking mind on that. Like, that's not what this is about.
I once spent 3 hours on the couch watching No Holds Barred with Hulk Hogan. And the entire time I just kept telling myself, no one ever died from smoking the dank moss. It ain't gonna be me. It ain't gonna be me, but I'll tell you something, it wasn't me. Something deep down inside died that day. And it wasn't no Hulk Hogan. He's still around.
Oh, yeah, brother. I remember when Dank Moss was illegal as well. Oh, yeah. I personally prefer that good old Columbia's Finest, but that Dank Moss is pretty good, too. At least it was back when it was illegal.
I remember the Dank Moss holes down there in Vietnam. They had us smoking so much weed. It was like 20 years after the war, but it was quite an experience.
I mean, we had to smoke a lot more weed back then in order to get anywhere. You know, it used to be a whole ordeal. We used to like that was like the thing. There was like a cadence to it, a rhythm. Even once you had it, you'd be sitting down and you'd be like rolling and like smoking. And you would slowly, slowly come up over the course of like 2 hours, man. And then you get there and you would like keep it going and just like guide it. It would go up and it would go down. You would peak and then you'd go down a little bit. It was like a journey. But now, man, one fucking hit and you're there. What is this? Weapons grade dank moss?
I smoked that medical grade dank moss and I felt my blood slow down.
Boys, I think it's time we go after the Emperor.
Yeah, we gotta make dank moss illegal again.
Cha-chun, chun, cha-chun.
Yeah, perfect.
Come back. Just old grizzled.
Yeah, we'll do it like 10 years from now.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that. Come back 2038 or whatever, 2035. We come back for the final.
And the Emperor's like, what took you guys so long? And it's like, we walked here in our old ass fucking legs.
Well, it's like the Expendables. Like, we just do like a full episode of us like taking down the entire palace. Like, people are, like, snapping people's necks.
Roll a d6.
This is for Dr. Vlask.
I rolled a 5. Oh.
I mean, that's not bad, actually. It's because, like, all the guards are going to be, like, super high. So we'll be able to, like, you know, like, how do you fuck with, like, a high person, right? You show them, like, illusions. Like, you have, like street magic.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
Three.
And you poke him in the eyes.
Ah!
Oh!
Some dumb shit like that.
Ah! Three Stooges ass shit.
Yeah, why I yawna?
Hey, guard number 3. Who's on first? What's on second? Your face. Slap. Ah!
You got like one of those fucking hotlines like,
you know what I always say, boys? Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Bang, 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 bang.
It's funny as fuck.
I think we just did it.
Yeah.
all of this. We're gonna just keep it in the vault for 10 years.
Keep it in the vault, drop it 10 years later.
Like that whole epilogue that we just did.
Like, no, dude, what you gotta do is you gotta put it on your feed and set it for 2030.
No, yeah, that's the plan.
We've all forgotten about it.
Like, schedule the upload. Like, fucking, like, Omega Star 7's, like, an acclaimed anime or whatever. Like, we're doing that. Fucking Wizard Scroll, like, new episode drops, like, completely forgot about.
It's a good way to do it.
Just put it for, like, 2101. We're all long dead.
Obviously, 2420.
That'd be so fucking crazy if, like, if something like that actually worked.
300 years from now. That would be like the most wild episode if like, you just like promoted that. Like we did an episode.
And that will not be released for 300 years. That's a high idea right there. Stay tuned. The climactic finish in 2420.
That is not a typo. Y'all are gonna have to buckle up.
You're gonna have to get in your cryogenic chamber and fucking wait it out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Graham Shapiro is a decent man.
Gideon Media's hit sci-fi thriller, Give Me Away, returns.
There's a lot of people screaming in that prison right now.
So screen me. Just know up front, I'm going to have input.
What happened? Are you all right?
Dad.
Tell us everything.
It seems like you want to scare us into thinking you're going to let us starve.
But should your treatment of us ever cause this decent man to let me off the leash again, anything is possible.
Give Me Away Season 2, starting April 11th.